September 21st, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, your efforts at perfection in holiness will only be as efficacious as your surrender to holy love. If you decide in the morning to please me by making holy love decisions throughout the day, I will honor your efforts and match them with my grace. You never make your journey in holiness unassisted. The small and great decisions you make in this regard are always accompanied by my embrace. In this regard, your smallest decisions often carry the greatest impact in your personal holiness. Trust me when I tell you, your decisions for or against personal holiness affect your eternity. If souls could witness the eternal destination of those who do not concern themselves with their personal holiness, all people and every nation would clamor to be as holy as possible. Pray, sacrifice, and use your rosaries towards this end." A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.